This is Radio Wrap, a public affairs presentation of iHeartMedia and your local iHeartRadio stations in the Valley. This morning, our guests are Lindsay Douglas, the new executive director of Big Brothers Big Sisters of Harrisonburg, Rockingham County. Also, Kevin Flint. He's past board president, also a past Big Brother with the local Big Brothers Big Sisters of Harrisonburg, Rockingham County. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning.
So, Lindsay, let's start with the history of Big Brothers Big Sisters. I mean, it's a recognizable name, but people might not actually know what the history is of the program and maybe the future plans of the program.
Great. Thanks, Chris. And it is an organization that has been in the Harrisonburg Rockingham County community for 41 years. And the mission of Big Brothers Big Sisters is to provide children facing adversity with caring adult mentors that are going to change their lives for the better forever. And that really happens through a unique, professionally supported program model that provides them with one-to-one mentors that meet with them on a weekly basis for at least 1 year. And most of those programs are delivered through two main programs. So we have our school-based program, where volunteers actually meet with a child in the school, go into the school usually around lunchtime once a week and do things like play games, do arts and crafts, do art activities, maybe play outside with them, eat lunch with them, and spend that 1 hour a week in the school setting. Our community-based program is kind of the more traditional program that the community may think about when they think about Big Brothers Big Sisters, where volunteers actually pick up a child from their home and do neat activities in the community with them, again on a weekly basis, for at least 1 year. So that commitment for volunteers is 1 hour a week, and they do all kinds of activities. So really, the community-based program allows them to experience, you know, a college campus, sporting events, a lot of our parks, and the beautiful environment that we live in here in the Shenandoah Valley, and really just choose what they want to do together based on their interests and personalities. And that's one of the great things also about the model, is that we really work to provide children with mentors with whom they have common interests and personality traits that they're going to be able to build a relationship and enjoy that time together. So we're really about just changing kids' lives through those relationships. And it's great because Kevin's had that experience directly, both, you know, he's been a board president and seen the organization, but really started as a Big Brother a number of years ago. So Kevin could also share some about his experience.
Kevin, were you a big before you became a part of the board, or were you a part of the program and then you thought, hey, I should actually get involved with mentoring a child at the same time?
Yeah, actually, I was a part of the board after being a big for about a year, so it gave me a unique perspective of being a big in the program, serving as a volunteer in that capacity. Really allowed me to bring a little bit of unique perspective to the board, and in a way to kind of present the board members with what's really going on at the ground level of the organization and the true impact. Having seen it myself and having the program impact me as well as a mentor allowed me to make a really strong connection with the other board members.
And what was the process like as you got matched up with your little?
Yeah. The program does a great job interviewing bigs, finding out what their hobbies are, what their interests are, kind of where they grew up, what are their goals in life, and it's a long series of questions. And they take that information. There's two enrollment folks at the agency that focus specifically on enrollment, and they take that information, kind of combine it, and look through the database of littles waiting for a match, and really work hard. And there's a scientific approach to matching the volunteer with the mentor, or the volunteer, I'm sorry, with the little, and it really creates a powerful connection. Because there's a lot of thought that goes into that process. And so I met with the agency, went through an interview process and called, and they called me back and said, hey, we've got this little for you to be perfect. We think he'd be a great match. And it turns out he was, and we had a fantastic time together.
Is it a nerve-wracking process, or is it an exciting process? What's that like for you?
It's actually really, really an interesting process. You go in for about, an hour and a half interview with one of the staff members, and they ask you a lot of questions about your past, and a lot of questions about where you are in life and kind of what you're looking for and why you want to be a mentor, and kind of get into the reasons behind that. They ask you things like, what do you want to do in your free time? Do you enjoy being outside? Do you enjoy reading? I mean, just kind of trying to learn more about you as a person. And they take that approach to really ensure that they're putting you with the right type of little who has those same interests. They also get into some questions about, what are you maybe not as comfortable with, or where did you grow up in terms of what cultures were you exposed to? And one of the unique things for me, I had the opportunity to be matched with a little from the Hispanic community, which I had very little interaction with growing up. And so it was a really cool insight into that community, into that culture. And I wouldn't have had that without the connection to my little and without the outgoing through the interview process to find out that that was something I was interested in exploring. So they really take the time and energy to find out what you're looking for, you know, where your interests are, and they combine that with the littles that need your help, and it creates a cool match.
And were you doing the school-based program, or were you doing the community-based?
Yeah, I started out in the school-based program. I did that for about 2 years, and for those, you know, for folks looking to kind of dip their toe in the water, so to speak, and kind of see what the program's really like, it's a great way to start because it's an extremely low time commitment. You're talking about, you know, 1 hour a week, usually over lunch, you go in and have lunch with your little, and all of a sudden the little that you're having lunch with becomes the coolest kid in school, right? Because, you know, they've got someone coming to meet with them who's encouraged or who's interested in them, you know, make sure they're doing well. You know, you can study over lunch, you can go outside and play. It's really just about spending that time in the little, you know, with the little. And then after a couple of years, I felt like our relationship was at a point where we wanted to try the community-based program. And so it's a really seamless transition to that program. A member of the staff will meet with you and come out and actually inspect your house and make sure that it's a safe place for the little to be. They check your driving record. They do a couple of other things to make sure that, you know, safety is always a foremost concern of the agency, and they want to make sure that the mentors that are switching to the community-based program are the right person for the match to continue that way. And it creates a process that ensures safety and makes sure that the little and the family is comfortable with that transition. And once that transition happens, you know, the whole world is opened up for the match, right? So you're not just limited to the cafeteria or the library at the school. You know, you can really get your little out in the world. We did things. We went to JMU games. We went to Washington, D.C. We took trips. We, you know, just things that, you know, a lot of folks, you know, maybe take for granted around our community that we get to do all the time. To a lot of our littles, to a lot of our littles that need that exposure to the community, it's a fantastic experience. And just getting to do something simple, you know, like an attend a JMU football game. A lot of us here do that all the time. But, you know, that can make, that might be the little, you know, first time going to any type of sporting event, and to have that opportunity to be out in the community with a match, with a mentor, it's fantastic. And so both programs have their strengths, but the community-based program really allows you to get out and do a lot of things.
And one of the things that I think is just to touch on again that is really unique about Big Brothers Big Sisters is the professional support of a staff member. So from the time that match is made, there's an assigned degreed staff member with experience in human service that is really there as a resource to both the parents, the child, and the big. So we don't expect you to have to come up with all the activities to do yourselves. We really try to provide as many low-cost and no-cost activities as possible so that we provide lots of opportunities in the community and even some of those trips, as Kevin spoke to Washington, D.C., to really give you options. And also the fact that, as Kevin spoke to, he was matched with a Hispanic child, and about 46% of our services locally are to Hispanic families and their children. And so the fact that we have two bilingual match support specialists also can alleviate some of the concerns in communicating with parents and really having volunteers that feel equipped and supported through that relationship of logistics with parents and choosing activities to do. And just that's a really unique component of Big Brothers Big Sisters is that support.
Yeah, I'm glad you're talking about that aspect, because I would imagine for a lot of people, they've got the heart to do it. They want to volunteer. They want to be able to mentor to a child. But it feels like it would be so overwhelming. It's like, you know, okay, yeah, you know, you're like, sure, let's go help somebody. And then it's like, what would we do? You know,
can I keep up with a child, or yeah, am I cool enough, or what? Yeah, how am I going to come up with something fun that engages them on a weekly basis? So I think our community is great for that. Kevin may be able to speak to some of those challenges or the ways he navigated that. But
yeah, I did feel that pressure at first, but what I came to realize with our littles that are matching our program, you know, some of the tasks that or events that we kind of take for granted around here are just maybe an everyday thing for us. You know, so a lot of these littles, it's an awesome experience. You know, things like, you know, going to the park or, you know, going to get ice cream at Klein's. I mean, there's things that we, you know, a lot of us do every day. They absolutely love it. And I found out over the course of the program that I didn't have to worry about, oh, what kind of great activity do we have planned today? It was simply about spending time, hanging out, talking about life, you know, hey, what's going on in school? What can I help you with? It was those types of conversations that I think really were both meaningful for my little and for me personally. And so it wasn't, you know, after a couple of years, it wasn't, hey, I've got to plan these unique, awesome experiences. The agency does a great job at helping you with that. They email you regularly with things going on that are free or very low cost for matches to participate in. But I, it was something. Sometimes it was as simple as just hanging out and talking about what's going on in school and what's going on in life. And some of those opportunities are what's really important and doesn't require any planning, any pressure. It's simply just they appreciate just the time and attention that they're getting from their match.
We are talking this morning with Lindsay Douglas. She's the new executive director for Big Brothers Big Sisters of Harrisonburg, Rockingham County. Also with Kevin Flint, he's past board president, also a past Big Brother with the local Big Brothers Big Sisters of Harrisonburg, Rockingham County. And can we talk about the Gold Standard Award? This is a pretty big deal for the local chapter, yes?
It is. It's a wonderful honor for Big Brothers Big Sisters of Harrisonburg, Rockingham County to be chosen actually for the fifth year as one of the top performing affiliates in our network of over 300 affiliates across the country with Big Brothers Big Sisters. But the Gold Standard Award was actually given to 16 affiliates, and that award is given for program excellence, so that you look at the growth in revenue, the growth in services, and then also the strength of those relationships. And that's really measured by the length that relationships are lasting, and then the strength, which comes from a number of different pieces. So Big Brothers Big Sisters is really an evidence-based program, so we do collect data on how relationships are going, positive impacts in a child's life that those relationships are helping to make, and really measure all of those things that then informs our national office about the strength of the programs that are being implemented on a local basis.
But to continue that level of excellence, you need a lot of help from male mentors, yes? Like
we
great guys like Kevin.
That is true. Kevin was an awesome mentor for close to just over 5 years. And yes, less than 20% of our volunteers are male. And we serve a large number of youth in the community. Just to speak back to, you know, we've been here 41 years, started as an outreach of Trinity Presbyterian Church in 1976, and currently serve between 600 and 700 children each year. So that's a large number of children, and we match children between the ages of 5 and 14. And we need male mentors to make that happen and community mentors to make that happen. So we're really thankful for the relationship with JMU that provides about 70% of our volunteers. But there's a lot of young boys and individuals that could really have the support of a community member, and especially a male. So we match boys up to the age of 8 with some female mentors, but boys that are from that 9 to 14 age are really going to benefit from having a male as they go through some of those preteen, teen transitions. And with less than 20% of our volunteers that walk in the door being male, there's a lot of young boys that are waiting for a year or 2 years
Wow.
to have a mentor.
And do you need to have children of your own? Do you need to have that experience to be a good mentor? Can you be a single guy? Can anybody be a great big brother?
Anybody can be a great big brother. We have volunteers all the way from, in their first year of college, all the way till our oldest volunteers are in their 70s. So you really just want to have that desire to give back and to support a local child with an hour of your time every week. And it's that simple. We'll work with you to find the best match and to really support you through that process.
So what's the best way to get started if you want to be a big brother or a big sister?
The best way is to reach out to our organization either by phone or on our website. So our phone number is 540-433-8886. Or you can go to the website, which is www.bbbshr.org. So those are two simple ways. When you go to the website, there's a quick place to just click that you're interested in being a volunteer. Enter a zip code. It'll send us your contact information you enter, and we'll reach out to get an interview and get you started.
And once you've done all that information, do you guys have like any kind of like starter dinners or anything to where you can bring people together and show them what it's going to be like?
So the orientation really process starts individually with really trying to meet with you, with a staff member meeting with you to walk through some pieces that you could look at. And then we do have our Start Something Big breakfast that's going to be happening in October on October 10th, and we'll be putting information out about that opportunity to hear some testimony from children whose lives have been changed, parents who have supported, providing this resource for their children and seen that impact on them, and then also from board members and volunteers that are serving as big. So it's a great way to learn a little bit more, maybe even the front end if you're kind of thinking about becoming a big but not really sure what's involved with that. We just encourage you to reach out to us and learn more, and we'll provide ways for that to happen.
We've only got a couple of seconds left. I want to thank Kevin Flint again for sharing a couple of minutes with us this morning on Radio Wrap. Also, Lindsay Douglas, the new executive director for Big Brothers Big Sisters of Harrisonburg, Rockingham County. The phone number if we want to become a big?
is 540-433-8886.
And the web address?
bbbshr.org.
Perfect. Thank you both. Great work that you're doing. Big Brothers, Big Sisters of Harrisonburg, Rockingham County. This is Radio Wrap, a public affairs presentation of iHeartMedia in your local iHeartRadio stations in the Valley.